Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, to the first Seder Beis Medrash. We're learning Shari Tshuva in Shar Aleph. Ois Chof Tes, this is Shir number 45. We discuss now the eighth principle of Tshuva. What was the seventh principle? We discussed Hachna, humility. The Hachna, the humility we discussed was that of Machshava, of creating the mindset, the thought process, planting the seeds. Now we discuss Hachna b'maisa, in action. We have to take those seeds that we planted and we have to put them into action. Hashmini, the eighth principle of Tshuva, Hachna b'maisa. Person should accustom himself to speak gently, speak softly. As Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Mishlei, Me'ane rach yoshev chema. Person is upset, person is angry, he's screaming, there's a lot of noise going on. What's the response? How should a person deal with this? So the Chacham Kol Adam tells us, don't scream back. What's your goal? Your goal is to have him calm down. So respond to him softly. If you scream, he'll scream louder, then you scream louder, until you both lose your voice. You have sore throats. That's what you accomplished. Now, it's not easy. Someone's screaming, the initial reaction a person wants to do is scream back. What are you screaming at me for? What did I do? Or if you know what you did, don't scream. Says the Chacham Kol Adam. You know how to put out the fire when someone's screaming? Ma'ane rach yoshev chema. A soft response, a gentle reply, turns away the anger, the wrath of this person. There's an interesting Medrash Tehillim that explains a different mahalach, different pshat. It says that a person's gentle speech turns away the wrath of Hashem. When a person talks softly, he turns away the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'ane rach yoshev chema, ki zeh v'kol namuch, and he should speak softly. So there are two aspects here. One is gentle speech, and one of a soft voice. What does gentle speech mean? What does a soft voice mean? So gentle speech refers to the words one uses. The words one uses. With edelkeit. Sweet words. Positive words. Gentle words. Soft voice. What does a soft voice mean? That's speaking softly. That's the tone. That's the volume. So there's two different things. One person can talk in a soft tone and say, you are a lousy individual. Well, that's not so encouraging. That's not gentle speech. One can talk with gentle speech, nice words, but he can scream it at the person. That's also not appropriate. So the goal of the Baal Tshuva, of the person who wants to do the highest level of Tshuva, is to have both a gentle speech and to speak softly. This is the way of shiflus, of lowliness. Now, I just want to point out, I'm pausing from Rabbeinu Yonah for a second. The more and more we're going to be discussing this, I have to reiterate and remind ourselves that this does not mean a person is lacking confidence. You can talk softly and have 100% confidence. You can talk softly and be besimcha and be happy. It's not a contradiction. I want you to be careful not to confuse the two, that if he's talking softly and he's not picking up his eyes, as we'll see shortly, on all of these things, that it's a lack of happiness. No, chas v'shalom. In fact, he's happier because he's doing a proper tshuva. The opposite of this is we find by the usher. Shlomo Melech brings another pasuk in Yud Ches Chav Gimel and tells us about that by the Osher, It says by the wealthy person. The bar gaiva, the arrogant person. Why is he arrogant? Because of his wealth he has. The osher yane azus. The wealthy person will respond and talk to people with haughtiness. He has his money to elevate him and make him feel good and put the other person down. So he responds with azus, with haughtiness. There's a very famous letter from the Ramban that he wrote to his son. And the Ramban says in that letter that a person should talk softly at all times. And this will help a person not become angry. Because as soon as a person elevates his voice, he talks louder and louder, then the temperature of his situation, of his body, and the conversation gets more heated. Explains the Ramban, like Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us now from Mishlei as well. Talk softly. Another point, he says, wear simple basic clothing. Wear simple basic clothing. A person wears fancy clothing, it elevates the person to a haughty state, and we'll continue with Hashem to discuss this topic tomorrow.